It is time once again to kick off hour number two here on Sunday morning on Robinhood Radio, and that means we bring in Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com, the site where Willie does his own commentary, puts his own blog up, and also has a chronological calendar of coming events that are fundraisers, and all those fundraisers are somehow, some way, in any, it might be the slightest connection, but they're all connected to athletics and they're all fundraisers. And we welcome Willie in every Sunday morning. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. Yes, I try to be inclusive rather than exclusive with events. If I can stretch it and include it, then I will, because always there's a good cause at the end of it. So it's worth it to me to do it. Can you believe that next weekend is 4th of July? I mean, I'm just astonished that in some ways, I thought time was dragging with this whole pandemic thing and being isolated and all that. But and yet, June just went by. I can't believe it.
I think the thing that really confuses us when we were in the heart of all this is I really lost track of what day it was.
I did too. I still do. Yeah. That was Sunday. When we talk, I know it's Sunday. Yeah. Otherwise, well, I'm not sure.
You know, there's some mornings I get up on the weekend and I think that, oh my God, I overslept by 2 hours. No, it's a Friday or it's a Saturday or Sunday. I can sleep a little bit later. So.
I guess it just shows what creatures of habit we truly are.
All right. Well, what's on the list here?
Anything? Oh, we've got some things going on today. They're virtual. The first is the Connecticut FKT Challenge. This has been going on for a while and it runs through September 22nd, and it's a challenge where runners try to run as many of Connecticut's trails as possible in that time span. That really is a challenge. So that's ongoing. The Growing Community Virtual 5K is up in Pittsfield, and I mentioned it last week. This is a virtual event that was born virtual. It wasn't a regular event that had to become virtual because of the pandemic. This was just started recently. It's organized by the Berkshire Running Center up in Pittsfield, a great, great store and philanthropic business. That can be run anytime through July 3rd. And as I said last week, a lot of these events, even though you're running them on your own, you can take pictures of each other, selfies, and keep track of your time and send them into the organization and just get some semblance of community out of it. People are just doing the best they can. That's a good way to do it. The Wild Thing 5 and 10K Trail Race, that's also up in Massachusetts. It's a fundraiser for Mass Audubon. People have the choice of either running at its original site, Pleasant Valley Wildlife Sanctuary, or doing it anywhere. And again, sending in pictures and keeping track of your time. And the last thing going on today is the last day of the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, and I'm hoping they're getting that in today. They played early yesterday to get to beat the rain, and they seem to do that. Yesterday, I watched little bits of it here and there, and I watched Phil Mickelson skull a wedge shot and send it about 100 yards over the green out of bounds. And I said, yes, that's something. I love the guy. He's one of my heroes, but that's something I do, and it was interesting to see. It can happen to the best of them.
Just
anyway,
makes me
today
feel
is the last day of that. They raised tons of money for all kinds of causes, as I mentioned at length last week, and it's been fun to watch what I've watched of it. The best names in golf are there. Next weekend there are a couple of events. 4th of July, the Berkshire 4th of July 5K is a virtual event this year up in Pittsfield. And in Lakeville, there's the Run Around the Lake. This is at the Grove. It's a very informal. The late George Kiefer ran it every year with Nick Collin. It starts and ends at the Grove. It kicks off at 8 o'clock. There's no registration, unofficial timing. It's a small group of people anyway, so distancing is and safety is very possible there. And that's been going on for years, and has a very loyal but small following. And that's pretty much it for the 4th of July weekend. I compiled a list of events that have recently made notification, or there might be an update about them. It's kind of an unhappy list because some of them are cancellations, but there's some postponements too. I'll start with a list of the golf tournaments. The United Way of Northwest Connecticut and the Charlie Ormsby Golf Tournament. Those are two tournaments that combined last year to bolster their attendance. They're still in the postponed mode. Golf tournaments, unlike running races, have a challenge of having to get space at a country club. So if their event changes time, they have to get a new time to do it. And they're hoping to be able to get a new opening at the Torrington Country Club. Hopefully not September, because we've talked about how full September is anyway. The Mina Lions Club golf tournament was canceled. The Litchfield Open has been postponed, but again, to an unknown date. Some of these tournaments, originally they were in May, they postponed to June, and then they're postponing again. So you can just imagine the frustration of these people. They want desperately to get their tournaments in to raise some money, and as the pandemic just keeps going on, they have to keep postponing, and it's a challenge. I feel for all of them. The John V. Vendetti Knights of Columbus tournament from Litchfield has been canceled. The Immaculate Conception Church Golf Tournament in Canaan and Norfolk has been canceled. And the Oliver Walcott Golf Scramble has been canceled. The Thomas Berlinghoff Annual Memorial Golf Tournament has been canceled. I know that was a tournament that was close to NASCAR Dave's heart. The Drive for a Cure over at the Undermountain has been canceled, as well as the Roelof Jensen Community Library Golf Tournament, also at Undermountain, has been canceled. The Torrington Child Care Center Golf Tournament has been canceled. The Isaiah Lamb Annual Golf Tournament has been canceled. I just heard recently that the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau Golf Tournament has been canceled. That was, I believe, that was their major fundraiser throughout the year. That's it for golf tournaments. For the runs and walks, the Pittsfield BHC Independence Day 5K was canceled. That was run in conjunction with the 4th of July parade they hold up in Pittsfield, and when the parade was canceled, the race decided to cancel as well. And down in Litchfield, the Angevine Farm Half Marathon has been postponed. Date to be determined. The Litchfield Hills Triathlon, though, in the same town, has been canceled. The Insane Inflatable 5K has been turned virtual. That's held over, was at the Dutchess Fairground site in Rhinebeck. The Jane Lloyd Fund Clambake has been canceled. I've talked about that before, but the organizers still want to do something before the season's over. Their plans are still incomplete. I hope they can come up with something, because they've lost virtually all of their fundraisers this year. The Jug End Ultra up in Egremont is turned virtual. This is one of those events where they run 25 miles or 50 miles. It's crazy. These people are pretty much running on their own anyway. The Canaan Railroad Days, I've reported, has been canceled, along with the 5-mile run that went with it. The Harlem Valley Rail Ride has been postponed from July to August, and hopefully that will come off. It's Bobby Baggs and his crew. The Junkyard Dogs Half Marathon is on for now, but there is going to be information forthcoming about that. The Dutchess County Fair canceled, I saw. And also, an event that I've covered before and would love to have gotten over there to see it, is the Dutchess Dragon Boat Race. It's held on the Hudson River. It's a major fundraiser for the Habitat for Humanity of Dutchess County. They bring in these massive 40-foot-long boats and crews of 16 people, man each of them, and it's a race, and they raise a lot of money. It looks like a lot of fun, but that's been canceled, sadly. A couple of positive signs that things might be brightening in the future. The Thomaston Rotary Club is set there, continuing to hold out hope that their golf tournament will be held on August 13th. That's not that far away. The Kentucky Derby is going to have spectators in September. So there's optimism there. And let's hope that the recent bad news about spikes in the virus stay isolated, and the world in general can work its way back to normalcy. I have an update from something I mentioned last weekend. I was talking about how Nick Watney, who's a PGA golfer, had tested positive for the virus and withdrew from a major tournament. But the real story there is that he, like many professional athletes and athletes in general, was wearing a Whoop strap, which is just a wearable diagnostic contraption that measures all kinds of data that your body's putting out. And he felt that the data that was important in this particular case is that if your respiration spikes while you're sleeping, and this Whoop strap monitors that, it can be a sign that you're positive for the COVID-19. So he saw that and got tested, and he wasn't, in fact, positive. So what I was saying last week is I'm sure they're going to be checking this out to see if possibly it could be an extra tool that we desperately need as we're looking for vaccines and therapies and all kinds of medical things to do. Maybe diagnostically we can gain an edge with some of these wearable fitness devices, and come to find out, well before Watney tested positive, a woman who was wearing this Whoop strap early in March made the connection. She recognized this possible connection, and I guess they started exploring it immediately, and found that there is indeed a connection. And a March study showed that fitness devices in general, not just the Whoop, can detect COVID-19 under certain circumstances. University, I think, of West Virginia study just showed that a different kind of device called a Oura, I think it is, it's a O-U-R-A, can predict the onset of COVID symptoms 3 days in advance with 90% accuracy. So it's 3 days before the person starts to exhibit symptoms. So they're all over that, and there'll be studies galore. And these studies have been going on, although we just kind of heard about this possibility last week. Studies have been going on for weeks and weeks. Although it's not a cure, how great would it be if people who wear these devices could find out 2 or 3 days before their symptoms that they have it, and isolate themselves 2 or 3 days before. Anyway, that drama continues, and we'll see, Marshall.
You know, we lost 5 golfers at Travelers because two because they actually had COVID-19, and 3 because out of the abundance of safety, members of their family had COVID-19, and so they backed out of playing. So that's not bad to lose 5. And
very noble, to do. I mean, there's a lot at stake for these guys, and there have been a few. I could see the thought process going on. Oh, should I? Shouldn't I? You know what? I gotta back out. I just got to, and they've done it, and I admire them for that.
It's still strange to watch major golf tournaments with no spectators, to watch NASCAR, the first few NASCAR ones with no spectators. It's going to be very interesting to see baseball with no spectators. I mean, starting on July 27th, you're going to hear all the razzing that goes on the field. You're going to hear all the stuff that you don't hear because of the ambient noise of stadiums when people are in them. It's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, well, they were saying in the tournament yesterday, it's Rory stopped in the middle of almost a backswing for something that would not have been heard if there was crowds around. You know, it was so quiet there with no crowds that that 2020 hearing, now I guess they call it, the slightest sound they pick up on without that kind of ambient noise that goes on with thousands of people on the sidelines. But yeah, it's a new world. We say it all the time, but it certainly is.
All right, Willie, it may be a new world, but we'll speak to you again in the new world next week.
Okay, Marshall, you have a good week.
Take care.
You too, bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause here on Robin Hood Radio, sportingacause.com on the web.